kitchen tray. I walked the miles, I've been a child. Now I'm a man, I've reached the age, just doing my best to break the cage. Left in a world so full of doubts, I wondered what it's all about. The rain fell hard on your facade, you kept it hid inside your jar. And the owls don't know. The pull of God, it only yields to those out working in the field. The trees are tall, the grass will grow, until from all there is to know. The bud is young, the stem is weak, the fool is left only to see. The crazy ways of other days will bring us back to the same place. And the owls don't know why the glowworm glows. And the owls don't know that it just won't go.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Fireside Chat with David James. Good evening, good evening, good evening. Well, ladies and gentlemen, what's on my mind at this point is, you can see that the times are getting dangerous right now. I have never seen anything like what is going on with Donald Trump. I don't mean to keep talking about this, whatever this thing is, but it is licking every boot it can, every Jewish boot it can. I mean, there's pictures of him shaking hands with... And this stems from the election, too. You see, he is shaking hands, and he loves these Jews. He's got Netanyahu, him and Netanyahu shaking hands left and right. All their bosom buddies. They're the equals in each country. Donald Trump is the same kind of a politician as Netanyahu and so on and so forth. He's really cucking it up here. And it is disturbing. I must say that you now know who Donald Trump is and what he has been put there. When I told you the Trump card was being played by the Jews, you better believe that that's what happened and is happening. You also better believe that I don't think it's going to get better. I think it's going to get worse. I don't mean to be a doom and gloomer, but this is a little troubled country over there, you know? And, excuse me, I made a mistake. They're not a country at all. This is a troubled occupation where they're genociding a people to steal their land and now have stolen even more land because of Mr. Drumpf. This Netanyahu fellow says he's been saying several things. One thing, he said he was going to annex the other places there, okay? Another thing he said is there will be no Palestinian state. So Mr. Drumpf has given them the okay to just steal the rest of the land, steal more land, and kill. Just kill them off or enslave them, one or the other. This is the time that we're in, ladies and gentlemen. This is the time that you're living in. And when I told you, that the Hegelian dialectic is what's going on, the American so-called government called democracy, where it's being two forces fighting vehemently against each other until the point there is a synthesis. You must now know that Donald Trump is not a conservative. You do realize that, right? Now, he's in what's traditionally been known as the conservative party, but you can see that he's not a conservative whatsoever, correct? Just like Bush was not a conservative. You know what that means, and I'll tell you what it means. You should know what it means, though. It means that the synergy has now completed. There's no such thing. You know, you've heard it before. There's not a dime's difference between the two parties. Well, that couldn't be truer today than today. You see this, right? You can see this, what I'm saying to you. Because Trump just promised that he would do it, and he did it. He called the Iranian military and declared them a... He called them and declared of them that they are a terrorist group. This Netanyahu character said that he asked Donald Trump, or probably told him to do it, and he, of course, Donald Trump did it. So, that's it. You're watching your democracy. It's not my democracy. I don't really believe it's yours either, but you're watching this democracy implode. It's done with. You're watching the beginning of the end of America. Really not the beginning. It began a long time ago, but you're watching it, some of the final phases it really appears to be. I mean, America will go on whatever happens. Germany, after the war, just got it occupied. They're just an occupied nation, and they just institute another democracy in Germany. So, I mean, it's not like the United States will go away. But things like the Constitution and other things probably will. They want blood. They want to see blood. But they don't want just a little bit of blood over in the occupied territory over there. They want full-scale blood. There hasn't been a hot war for a little bit of time right now, and the Jews need to see blood. They're vampires. You know, Trump comes out and he says, "Oh, Bibi is a good Jew, and so is the other guy running." Gantz, or whatever his name is, right? And they're both good people, he said. Now, you know that Jews are not good people. And I know Jews are not good people. But Trump said they are. You know that the father said that they will not have a country of their own. And it's funny that since I've been pointing out that it's taken them 70 years to be able to, and they still don't have a country of their own, and it's still 70 years now, and they still don't have a country of their own. Yeah, well, it's going to be 71 pretty soon. 71 years. And so the devil has finally decided, oh, yes, they are going to have a nation of their own. So what we can do is just see what the Father is going to do about this. See, he said they won't, but the devil said they will. And he said it right through Donald Trump. I have to wonder if he is inhabited by the devil. Not that he's the Antichrist, because all the Jews are Antichrist. The devil's Antichrist. Everybody's Antichrist in this world practically now. I mean, you know, it's just an Antichrist type of world. Now, not everybody. That's, you know, ridiculous. But it's a popular thing now. It never used to be a popular thing. The Pope is Antichrist. And it's very possible that somebody like Donald Trump would be somebody that the devil would inhabit. Billions of dollars, hot Russian women or whatever they are, surrounds himself with his own children, his offspring, the devil. President of the top country in the world. Wants everything to be perfect when he's imperfect. I'm not going to tell you that it is the devil, but it sure it is a devil. I can guarantee you that. Because nobody in their right mind would go against the Father's will. You can't be in your right mind and go against the Father and against his will, against his children. He made the judgment. He is the judge. And it's like some other judge comes along and said, oh no, that we're going to supersede your judgment. Well, this is going to cause a lot of problems, ladies and gentlemen. There's going to be a lot of blood flowing. I really do believe this. They just want that blood flowing. They want to spill it. They want to spill it, and they want to spill lots and lots and lots of it. You know what I'm telling you is true. I mean, it's just pretty remarkable what's going on right now. And what this Mr. Trump has done, as he has emboldened these Jews to steal more. To steal more of the land, they're shooting with live ammunition the protesters that are protesting over there. They're shooting them with live ammunition, which means they're murdering. You know, that brings me to a thought that I was thinking about, and I'm going to have to look into it. But one of the Father's laws is thou shalt not kill. Now, I'm going to have to look up that word. I haven't got around to it. I'm just a tad busy right now, but that's quite a law. You've got to think about it. Well, kill what? Kill whom? Thou shalt not kill an insect? Thou shalt not kill... And I'm not trying to be wise. I'm just saying. I mean, maybe, you know, when I crush an ant under my feet, I'm not supposed to do that. I mean, yet we have to kill to eat. So, I mean, I know it's not that ridiculous, but I'm just trying to say that it's just... I'm not sure. Because there is a time for war, which means there is a time to kill. But these Jews create their own war. And usually we're the ones who have our blood spilled because of it. Usually, always. And so it's getting really strange, folks. It really is. I'm telling you, I'm not seeing... What I'm seeing is not good. In other words, not only are they trying... Somebody just called the ex-UN fellow or something, called for a one-world money system again. Now, that's ridiculous because all they have to do is finish off the couple of countries there, make them kill them to give them democracy, and then put the central bank in there and change the currencies. It's just that simple. They'll have the one world government, which is democracy. They'll have the one world currency, and then they'll have the poop. And he's bringing all the so-called religions under one helm. They're also fighting again in Tripoli, by the way. And that's Libya again. So it's getting really heavy. As far as I'm concerned, this is gonna really blow into something. I mean, I don't mean to bring doom and gloom. I mean, every day I hear about how we're gonna have economic disaster. I mean, they've been touting this thing for so long. I'm sure, you know, it already is an economic disaster. It already is in chaos. They're raising the gas prices even more. Now it's $64. Let me check it right now. $64.05 a barrel. There's no reason under the sun why this should be this way. This is just pure speculation. And Mr. Drumpf, you see, because he's a conservative, you see, he wants to put $0.25 more on each gallon of gas for the federal tax to pay for the infrastructure. And what this will do is it will raise prices in every field, which will hurt everybody, hurt every business, hurt everybody that uses gas to do their business, etc., etc. So it's getting pretty bad. And this Trump fellow is doing everything he can to make it worse on every sector. I saw one article that said that, I think it was, I don't know if it was thousands of crops or millions of crops have died. And the government says that we can do nothing to help you. You understand? They can help Israel with $38 billion. They can send money to Venezuela, to Syria. They can send it money everywhere in the world, but they cannot help the farmers. You see, this is the farmers in the north now. And what's going to happen here is people are going to lose their farms. And this is exactly what the Jews would want. Every one of these people that loses their farm loses their independence. Every one of these people that loses their farm loses their protection. Everyone that loses their farm loses it to somebody that's going to feed you horrible foods. And so you can see the father needs to come back. You know what I mean? You can see that he is the only one. Okay, I found the article. Hundreds of millions of dollars in crops destroyed by flooding. And farmers are being told there's nothing the U.S. government can do to help. Now, this is amidst all the trade wars with China, which has already caused farms to go bust. There's nothing the American government can do. They can't spread out $38 billion. They can give the military whatever it is, $800 billion a year, but they can't do anything for the farmers. There's nothing the U.S. government can do to help. So what good are they? Let me ask you that. You know that the state governments could take care of the tariffs and everything. You know that the state militias could take care of war. You know that we could check out and have people check out the food and everything else. We don't need the federal government. It is of no value to us. The federal government is nothing but a liability, not only to this country, but as I've said, to the world. It's destroyed the world. It's continuing to destroy the world. This rogue government that the founding fathers were worried about encroaching our rights has gone way over our rights. They've encroached our rights, but they've encroached the rights of the other countries of the world. They have destroyed people's lives all over the planet. And they've used our people to do it. There's nothing the U.S. government can do to help. And you know what that translates to is there's nothing the American government will do to help. And that means, like I said, let's translate it right back where it belongs. Trump has done everything for Israel since he's been in office. He's recognized Jerusalem. He's given them the Golan Heights, so to speak. I don't know how that can be, but supposedly that is the way it is. He's passed laws. He's agreed with false flags that have never taken place and acted like they have. And so much more he's done for them, shaking hands and talking about how they're good people and on and on and on it goes, licking every boot possible. But the U.S., there's nothing the U.S. government can do to help you. Farmers, people of America, the people, there's nothing the U.S. government can do to help you. And there's nothing the U.S. government will do to help you. Period. You see, this is doing this for the Jews, too. I could probably say that to you that probably HAARP was used to do this destruction. Or it could just be nature. But I don't know about that. Hundreds of millions of dollars in crops destroyed by flooding. And there's nothing the U.S. government can do to help. Nothing. And you see, this is helping the Jew again because they'll steal all of this land. And this destroys white farmers in our country. You notice that Donald Trump did absolutely nothing to help the farmers of South Africa? Nothing. Because there's nothing the U.S. government can do to help. You see? He's letting those people be genocide, just like he's letting the Palestinians be genocided, just like he's letting the white people in America and all over, we're being genocided. You know why? Because he has Jew blood running through him. And he's loyal to the Jews. He's loyal because they're his people. And like I said, if the devil is living in him and he is the father of these people, of course he'd be surrounded by these people. Of course he'd do all the will for these people. I guess the only way you could get this thing done, if you were the devil, is to become the president of the United States so you could say that Jerusalem is the capital. And he called it a nation. Do you remember that? They're not a nation. And even though they're speeding themselves up to become a nation and say they are a nation, I don't believe they're ever going to be. Because I believe what the Father says. You know what I mean? I really do. When he told them that they wouldn't be a nation, they won't be. And they will not have their New World Order, as I've said. I mean, I've said this many times. You got to remember that Nimrod was the first attempt of the New World Order, and it didn't last at all. So if they get it done, it will just... Remember, you know, they will build and the Father will destroy it. And so this idea that democracy works has now been proven that what I said, it does not work. Democracy cannot work. It is a failure. And it is a divisive form of government. And it is deadly. It only leads to tyranny, death, and destruction. And so, America, you're witnessing the very end of America as we knew it. I can't say that, you know, like I said, America will continue. Just like Germany continued after the war, right? But these evil devils just keep pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing. Now, here it is the 9th of April, and it's election day in Israel. You get it? 9 being the devil's number. And you know that, you see, I don't care about Israel at all. I'm talking about the one over there that is trying to pretend they're a nation. I want to see the Father just take care of that whole thing with the Dimona plant and let it go up in smoke. And so I can't make that call. The Father's the only one that can make this call. And so all we can do is keep praying, ladies and gentlemen. There's no need to get discouraged. These things were to happen because they have rebelled against the establishment. And one good thing about this, I will say, which is interesting, is these Jews have caused the Israelites, the true Israelites of the Bible, to sin against our Father over and 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 over. But now they're declaring their right to have a nation, and now they're going to have to pay a price for that. They've been sinning against the Father all along. They're guilty of all the bloodshed from Abel to Zacharias, and then, as I have added, from Zacharias to the present moment. And it will continue for as long as the world is here in this fashion, until the Father comes and renews it and stops this craziness. You know what I find interesting about it? Is that there's a little schoolgirl and she says that Trump is her hero. And you got to realize the play the devil's playing here, right? Understand that all the Christians like Hagee, you know, fake Christians, Judeo-Christians, they're all going to say, look what Trump's doing for Israel. He's the real deal. He's where it's at. Oh, we love him. Let's vote him back into office. He'll do everything for Israel, and we know that how good Israel is. Yeah. And they don't know that they're feeding their own destruction. They have no idea. Do you know what I mean? It's like the delusion is so strong that they actually think this man is doing good things when he's helping Israel. Not only do they not understand about the Jew, but they don't even know that Donald Trump is surrounded by Jews. In his family, in the government, in his friends. He says they're all good people, just like the Judeo-Christians do. See, they have something in common now. And Hagee and all the rest of them will do everything they can to help this devil help his offspring or his brethren offspring, whichever it is. If he's just one of the brethren of his offspring, the Jews, or if he has their father, the devil, living within him. Because the devil has lived in flesh, because the devil has been relegated and came into the material plane. So just as spirits can inhabit somebody, the devil can inhabit a body. Don't you find it interesting that it's the ninth that they're having their thing, their election, their pretense of democracy? I will say that I think Netanyahu will get back in no matter what happens, but it might not. It may just be that Hollywood listened to me and that they will actually start a new vampire movie series, and Netanyahu will be the main vampire in it. He fits the part, he looks the part, and he lives the part. And so, I don't know about you, but it's very interesting what's going on. You know, it's funny that the people would think that Donald Trump was good and that he was doing God's will, Yahweh's will. You see how twisted that is? It is just beyond measure to me that people cannot see this. Is this the delusion from the Father, or is this the delusion from the world, or is it the combination of both? Because it's such a strong delusion that it makes me believe that it must be from the Father. You can see that these people are evil. You can see what they've done over all the centuries. They're the Christ killers. And yet the world has now taken a fancy to these people. I don't know what to say about it. All I can say is that we will watch all of this unfold. If he is allowing them to genocide a people, what is that telling you? And if he is allowing the blacks to genocide the whites in South Africa, what is that telling you about Donald Trump? He gets involved in everything for Israel. He wouldn't step in for those farmers. You know why he wouldn't step in for the farmers? It's like I said, he's busy helping the farms to be destroyed and taken in America. It's an underlying thing that you're not watching because you're watching everything else. So why would he want to help white farmers over in South Africa if he does, if they can't help the white farmers in America, you see? You see, somebody's trying to make America fail and has been doing it for a long, long time. Somehow the father keeps this stallion, I would call it, up, no matter how big the tick is on it, and no matter how much they destroy it and try to destroy it in every financially, physically, through the destroying the soil, destroying the people's minds, spiritually, everything. It's still standing somehow, some way. And so there's another thing. Trump honors Hasidic heroes who rescued Israeli police officer during terror attack. And he's got a fist now. He's got a fist in this picture, which should start to tell you that you're starting to see things now, right? You understand? Was he honoring anybody in America, really? And so, yeah, I left that open for you to think, because it's... just keep watching what's going on here. You've heard what this fellow has said. He has done absolutely nothing for America. And I mean absolutely nothing. If you want to say that he improved the economy, you have to remember that all of his friends are Jews, corporate Jews. And if the economy improves, that means those Jews' pockets improve. Very little improvement goes to the working man. It's the ones on the top that receive all the bread. You dig? And so he's pushing people out of his administration now. And I would encourage you to watch, because I think you're going to see more Jews coming in. We'll see what happens. If they're not Jews, they're going to be radical feminists or whatever it might be. It is sad to watch this happen to your own country. It hurts. It hurts because the will of the people has not been done for over 100 years. And the will of the people will never be done here in America. Or in the other nations, as we see. The UK voted for Brexit. Have you seen the Brexit happen? No, and you're not going to, I don't believe, either. And so there you have it. I mean, this is the world we live in. And we need to be praying for the failure of these Jews. I'm praying all the time for this, that everything will backfire in their face. The SPLC, which should go out of business and be pushed and be declared as a terrorist group itself, is trying to keep its legitimacy and trying to now go after Trump people or something like that, people in the Trump administration. You see, this is just professional wrestling, as I keep on telling you. There has never been any truth that Donald Trump was ever going to do anything for the American people. Never. But it seemed like that to me and to you, I'm sure. I never counted on it. And I knew it was a ploy to say democracy works, but democracy doesn't work. But you know what? Even though you know and I know what I know, the Judeo-Christians will favor this man. I really believe it. And they will believe that democracy works. This delusion must be so powerful. You must, if you are awake, ladies and gentlemen, you must thank Yahweh for allowing you to see things as they really are, because you could be one of those people. And what a horrible thing, what a horrible thing it would be to be in the delusion and have no idea on what's going on in the world. Like I said, that's what Hitler knew, is he knew what was going on in the world. He knew about the Jew. He knew what we know. And probably more in a lot of cases. And that's why he was so dangerous to the Jews. The other country leaders had no idea what was going on. It's part of the delusion. You know, remember the other things that have been said? I'll remind you. This Pompeo fellow saying that Trump was sent from God, or the Lord, to save Israel. Save him from what? He said many other things, too, about Trump, right? He said God was doing this with Trump and on. You see, and this is a play, this is psychological warfare, where the Christian, the Judeo-Christian will say, oh, God wants to save Israel, and look at this brave man who's shaking hands and licking every Jewish boot there can be. He's wonderful. The Father, oh, God has sent us a leader. God has sent us a leader. Yeah. Well, and then there's some brothers and sisters of mine that would say, well, yeah, God's using Trump. Is he? Well, if he is, we'll find out. But, you know, there is a thing where it says that, I'm trying to think of the scripture. I believe it's in Isaiah where the Father will put a hook in their nose, and not nose, but a hook in their jar and make them go faster. And I just don't remember where the scripture is, but I will come across it. And that could be what's happening. You see, before when they're occupying the land, that's bad. But when you're saying we have a right and it's now a nation, now you're provoking the Father. Now you're, this is why I got so mad at Donald Trump, because this is provoking the Father. This is going against his judgment and his will. And I want his will to be done just like he does and just like you do. This will just cause so much more unrest. You see, they're prodding Iran over and over, and they're poking Iran, and they want Iran to move. And Iran's getting close to moving. They're poking, they're also doing this to poking Gaza and everybody else. They want these people to come after them so they can have a reason, a legitimate reason, which to wipe them out. Which, of course, would not be legitimate. This is just more killing and more killing and more killing and more killing. You know, one of the things you can look forward to, just to make you feel better, is the Father's kingdom. There will be no more test there. The test will be over with. There'll be no more need for evil or Jews or devils or any of these things. And we will be able to live at peace and enjoy the Father's presence and enjoy pure water and things like that. No war and all the wonderful attributes of what the kingdom will be. Not only does the kingdom have beautiful attributes and wonderful attributes, but our Father in heaven does. And I love to praise him day and night in every chance I get. He comforts us through all of this, just like he called the Holy Spirit the Comforter. He comforts us and protects us from depressions and different things like that because he knew what we would have to go through. He went through it intensified and in a much shorter space of time than we are. But it was intensified, heavy. And so you live your whole life like this, with everything stolen from you and everything, and yet the Father's bounty still makes up for the difference. It's wonderful that we can trust him in a world where you can almost trust no one. It's a wonderful thing that his word is with us, truth, because without truth we'd be drowning in lies. When will the world know that they're drowning in lies? When will they say, I've had enough of lies? I've had enough of false flags. I've had enough of devils. I've had enough of lying ministers. I've had enough of war. I've had enough of hate. I've had enough genocide. I've had enough of false flags. I've had enough of these Jews. It's, we are already at that point. We want them out of our country. It's funny how we're merciful to them. We don't want to genocide them, although I'm all for the Father putting the flame to them, for sure. But he said the tares will live among us until the harvest. And so if I was to try to kill all the Jews, that would be against his will, I believe. But if he's going to kill the Jews, that's his will. So I'm all for that. This is his vineyard. And he shall decide who are the sheep and who are the goats. He will decide who are the wheat and the tares. He will decide who loves him and who doesn't. He will decide for whom the bell tolls for. And I'm all for him and his will. There is nobody that has treated me as good as he has. There have been people that have treated me good, but that's a rarity too. But there is nobody that has treated me as good as he has. There is nobody that has given me the armor to be able to fight in this war that we're in than he has. His wonderful truth, his Holy Spirit, all these are wonderful and welcomed. I welcome the Holy Spirit, and I hope you do too. The world has become so wicked that they even wish to stop the sun from shining. You know, now that I think of that, it talks about, you know, how the sky will go dark and the sun will not give her light and the moon will not. You know, isn't it interesting? I never thought of this before, but after they chemtrail the sky, it's a lot darker. It may be not pitch black, but it's dark. And the sun does not give her light, and the moon either. His light and the moon her light, which is just a reflection of the sun. Imagine being so evil that you want to destroy all the crops. You want to destroy the soil. You want to destroy all that is good. You want to destroy, you want to even block out the sun. And that the people that are doing these jobs with the planes, right? They're up there spreading these chemtrails across the sky. They get paid to do this. Well, what do you think they're going to say to the Father? I know what they're going to say, don't you? They're going to say, well, I didn't know any better, and besides, I was just following orders. What did I tell you about following orders? That's not an excuse. Because the Father gave his orders before these people gave their orders. And the Father's orders supersede any orders that you could be given by any man, or any beast, or any of the entities. And here we are. Here we are, and people are following orders every day that are contrary to the Father's will. They follow these orders to the detriment of their own people, to the detriment of the world, to the detriment of, you know, these mercenary soldiers following orders, going in and killing women, children, babies, trees, gardens, land, water sources, killing hope, killing love, killing any goodness, because there is goodness in all people, except Jews. And I don't think there's much goodness in Negroes either. But the other people seem to have, some of those people you can tell just wish to, they want to just live their lives with their families, and they're like you and me. They don't want war. They don't want any of this stuff going on. This is with the exception of the seed line of Cain, obviously. I tell you that I believe the blacks mixed with Cain as well. Or it's what I said, the Nephilim mixed with apes or monkeys or something, and it's a hybrid and not even a race of the fathers at all. I don't know. But certainly these two have the same attributes, as I've said over and over. All they want to do is kill, steal, destroy, and rob, and everything else. Rape. Eat flesh and blood. They both do this. And what shall I say about it? We were warned to stay away from these people, right? We were warned. But, you see, they're going to be in our countries. They're going to grow amongst us. Because that's the test. Our women that mix with these people, they end up getting killed. Almost most of them. I don't know what the exact percentage is, but it's happening at such an alarming rate that if you burn the coal, you pay the toll. There's no doubt about it. And I'm glad that that is the way it is, because it's a stark warning for that to stop. But you see, the power of the media, as you well know, that doesn't report these things, does all it can to make sure that the rest of our people do not get the stark warning, so that it can continue and worsen. I'm telling you, you know that Donald Trump knows that those were false flag attacks. He has special people within his sphere of operation that will tell him whether there was somebody killed in the Pittsburgh synagogue, and you know there wasn't. And the same thing down in New Zealand, etc., etc., etc. Florida. He has the intel, I guarantee you. But he played like they were real and is still playing like they're real. You see, it comes down to the same old thing. You can't listen to what these politicians say. You have to watch what they do. Because what they do is... There was a Charles Bronson movie, and it's called The Evil That Men Do. Well, there it is. The Evil That Men Do. I hope that you enjoy these talks, and I hope that it doesn't discourage you at all, but that you will get some kind of joy out of hearing the truth, and at least you can say, well, I do know what's going on around me and what's going on in the world. Keep your eyes on this Trump card and watch what it does from now on. From here on, it's getting very, very weird. I mean, the licking of the Jewish boot, it's just getting way off base. It's getting real strange. And it's to the point where I'm embarrassed for our country. I'm embarrassed that there's a man, a supposed man, that exists that would do such things. He's making a fool out of himself, groveling like an animal, and he's making a fool out of our nation. These other nations know, there's other people that know about the Jews. They know that this is a bad joke. May Yahweh bless you and protect you, and may he keep you awake, and may he give you wisdom and understanding so that you can know what's going on and so that you can draw closer to him. And I pray that in the mighty name of Yahweh. We will speak soon, hopefully.
Of day, engaged in play, I've walked the miles, I've been shy. Now I'm a man, I've reached the age, just doing my best to break the cage. Left in a world so full of doubts, I wondered what it's all about. The rain fell hard on your facade, you kept it hid inside your jar. And the ozone up working in the field. The trees are tall, the grass will grow until from all there is to know. The bud is young, the stem is weak, the fool is left only to see. The crazy ways of other days will bring us back to the same place. And the owls don't know why the glowworm glows. And the owls don't know that it just